This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, let me know what you think. Let me know why you believe what you believe. I'm so tired of you guys who key my car at night. And you know, you old timers know what I mean by that. I mean, I love some of you during the show. I know you listen to the show because then you commented on it later on. And it's like, if you've got something to say, why don't you call in and say it? Why don't you call me? I think it's because you're afraid that maybe, just maybe, maybe some chance in a million, I might hit you with a piece of logic or a question that you can't respond to, that you don't have the answer to. And it ain't that hard because, I don't have triple degrees in anything. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots of stuff going on up there as well. Lots of stuff going on, you know, and you can read the stories that we have up there. Take the polls. Again, there's a whole plethora of information up there that you can play with. I'm going to get back to, I know that everybody and his brother is talking about Kavanaugh. Everybody and his brother. It's talking about all the little nuances, all the little fingers that are being, the issues that are coming out of this. But listen, I just take the simple one. Now we have Harvard law students that have filed a Title IX complaint claiming that Brett Kavanaugh's presence was sexual harassment. So again, as we said in the last hour, here we have a situation where we've had no trial, we've had accusations that have yet to be substantiated, right? I mean, there's no, absolutely no connection here at all, right? The allegations have all been they have not been denied, if you would. They just didn't happen. The people that she's saying are witnesses are saying, no, we weren't. And yet, he's a sexual predator of some kind. So, prior to hundreds of alumni writing a letter demanding that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh be disallowed from teaching at Harvard, undergraduates who opposed the judge had made formal complaints to the school's Title IX office that his very presence amounted to sexual harassment in and of itself. Now, the Harvard Crimson reports that student Jacqueline Kellogg, a senior, came up with the idea a few days ago and recruiting others to join her in filing complaints against Kavanaugh. Kellogg even sent a letter detailing specifically how to file the formal complaint with Harvard's Office for Dispute Resolution. By the time the Crimson reported late Monday that Kavanaugh had left his teaching position at the law school, 48 students had signed an online petition. 48 students. Think about that. Had filed a petition online certifying that they had filed a Title IX complaint against the nominee. The paper also reported that at least one signatory said that not all of those who signed the petition had actually filed complaints. So, there seems to be a pattern of lying within this group, right? Or is that too much of a broad brush? No, come on, really. I mean, for those of you, I told you a minute ago, I have two daughters and two sons. Now, that puts me in a unique dilemma, right? Because some of you would say, the minute I say that they're just accusations and you can't really believe the girl until, or the lady until she brings things, you know, brings actual proof forward, well, don't you want your daughters to be believed? Yeah, you betcha I want my daughters to be believed. If they're telling the truth, I want them to be believed. If they really were in that situation, I want them to be believed. But on the same side of that same coin, if you accuse my son of this, either one of them, I don't believe either one of them could ever do something like this. I don't think they could. Doesn't mean they wouldn't. But I don't believe they could. But are you telling me all it takes is an accusation to put one of my boys in jail or to ruin their life forever? An accusation with no proof. Help me understand that one. Mike from Boston, you're on. Thanks so much for calling in.
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Very good. How you doing, sir?
Good. Me and my girl were talking about something earlier, right? I was telling her, basically, if you and your mother accuse me of, let's say, you know, rape and, you know, abuse over a certain amount of time over your relationship, you know, right now, you could probably put me in jail.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious. I wasn't even playing with her. She was just in silence, just listening to me, like, really? I'm like, yeah, you can put me in jail based on an accusation. You can ruin somebody's character on a false accusation.
Yeah.
Not to put my dirty laundry out there or any of my buddies, but one of my friends almost had a similar accusation. And guess what? I know he didn't do it.
Yeah, and it puts you...
It's a shame.
But here's the problem. Guys like you, Mike. Oh, yeah. He's got. But listen, here's the problem, though. A guy like you sound like a sane guy. You sound like a good guy. You know, it only takes, as you said a minute ago, you know, it only takes one accusation. And a guy like you that's lived his life well, that, you know, done a good job, tried to do the right thing for, you know, his family and friends, it's over for you. Right? I mean, that's simple. And you don't think other people would act like that, so you want to believe that when a lady says this happened to her, you want to be able to believe all of that, right?
You know, and that's I said something earlier to a friend of mine too. What happens about the people that really need it? What about the real people that the women that are getting abused? Now these false accusations, and me and my girl were just discussing this earlier. Now these false accusations, she thinks she's lying too. She thinks she was well coached. As a doctor, she's educated. It's almost like going over a script over and over again. And then me and her went to the correlation of she's into the arts. She's a big artsy person.
Hey, Mike, so, can you hold that thought to the other side? I want you to finish the story on the other side of the break. Thanks.
No problem.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Be back with Mike from Boston. Don't go far. Don't leave the state. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at GCNLive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music. So hard.
We are back. It's like 80s night around here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-WORLD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Again, 855-WORLD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Let's go back to Mike in Boston, who is as concerned as the rest of us are, that all it would take is his girlfriend or somebody close to him saying, hey, this he tried to rape me or he tried to assault me, and that's it. It's over. We've ruined his life. Right, Mike? Mike? Did you fall asleep? Am I that boring? How about that? Does that work? Mike? You there?
We lost Mike.
I think we lost Mike. That's all right. I'm going to put him back on hold, and he can let the board op know. But Mike is right, though. You know, when you think about this, and we talked about this a minute ago, it's when you have a situation and you tee somebody off. Look at that's what they're saying with the fellow for the DNC. What the heck is? I'm having trouble with names tonight.
The DNC guy?
Yeah. Ellison, right. Keith Ellison. There you go. See, people smarter than me. So Keith Ellison, you know, there's the problem there. So there's no proof. The woman just said it, and there's no proof. However, with Kavanaugh, she said it, and he's guilty. I love that stuff. I think it's great. So now you got Keith Ellison. And in Ellison's situation, you've got proof. And when I say you have proof, I mean you've got women with pictures. Okay, and you got battle scars, if you would. I think one of them actually went to the hospital, went to the doctor. But I'm saying, why isn't he under the same amount of scrutiny? Why was it okay for him to do that and get away with it? Let's try Mike one more time. Mike, you there?
Yeah, how you doing? You there?
Good, I'm here now. Yeah, I was just, matter of fact, I kind of pleading your case for you, if you would, saying, look, a guy like you, all it takes is one argument, somebody makes a claim, hits the newspaper, you're done, right? Guilty or not, you're done.
I mean, that's it. I mean, false charges. Listen, me and my girl, like I said, she's into the arts, and we were brainstorming. We were having a nice intellectual conversation. Yeah, a conversation, huh? we were having a conversation about the arts, and we you know, we're history buffs too. So we like, what was Hitler the first thing to get rid of? The arts, okay?
Yep.
And I'm thinking, all right, hold on, Hollywood was just cleaned out. Where were all these false accusations? Then it went over to the Trump, and now it's going over to the Supreme Court judge. Am I seeing coincidence?
No.
Or am I seeing conspiracy?
No, I listen.
No, because that's how they get out of our country, Joe. That they go after the arts first, and history dictates that too.
Oh. Yeah, but
they go after. And I'm finding it kind of, and every the five, a few women that come forward, you know what, are probably, you know, and like I said before, the accused, the most people that, you know, have been a victim of this, you know, have it bad for the people that, you know, gotta face the people that lie about it.
I think every, this, I don't know if this is going to come out right, but every woman deserves to be heard in a situation like this. I don't have a problem with that. Sit down. You know, take the I don't know what it's called, a deposition, take the story,
exactly.
Invest, bingo, all right? You don't just look at somebody and go, yeah, I know your reputation, get out of here. That's not the way you should handle it. You should look into this kind of thing. But the allegation in and of itself should not be, a damning issue for that guy or that gal for the rest of their lives. It just shouldn't be. You know, there's all kinds of stories about females. When I grew up in high school, there were some pretty aggressive women, too. That could have easily ruined your life.
I know. I grew up with some, too. I grew up with some, too. Very aggressive. And wouldn't be afraid to grab anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. And if you said anything about it, we were laughed at, right? I mean,
Exactly. We were the joke.
Yeah.
We would, she did that. Oh, yeah, please. That's whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
But I think your point, and a lot of guys are looking at this, and guys like me who have, boys and girls, you're saying to yourself, okay, there has to be a way that one is heard and the other isn't, you know, damned to hell for the rest of their lives just because of the accusation. Right, Mike?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And we're at a point. The country's divided, and we need to, everybody's even. We're all even in this.
Yeah.
You know, no person is better than the other. And I think we forget that. And that whole divide and conquer philosophy is really creeping its way in.
Mike, we're not Americans anymore, Mike. We're Republicans or Democrats. We're no longer Americans. I don't know if you caught the first part of the show.
Or fascist or and whatever it is.
Right. We're no longer Americans. And until we get back to that, we're going to have the show. Hey, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for the call, Mike.
Good show. Good show, man. Good show.
Thank
Keep
you.
Keep it going.
Yep. And, you know, and it is, like I said to you earlier, I wasn't just saying that to be, you know, funny, whatever, you know, as an Italian growing up in the north end of Boston, there was never one flag up there. You know, we waved both flags. And whether it was, it was Italian and the American flag. Because they were truly proud to be here. They were truly proud to be part of this. And believe me, where they came from, if something went sideways, you know, some of the countries that those people came from, or Sicily or Italy or what have you, yeah, you definitely, there was no way around it, you were definitely guilty until proven innocent there. And it just, it never, never stops. I'll go back to the phones after the break, otherwise you won't have enough time to say anything about Hello Joe. You know what I mean? But we're gonna deal with this pretty much for the rest of the show. We're going to talk about more about what's going on with Kavanaugh, how more and more of the accusations being filed against or the accusations being stated against him, and the witnesses supposedly they have are gone. And the other thing that somebody sent me an article on today, Christine Ford's criminal record seems to have disappeared. Let that set in for a second. All right? Her criminal record has been scrubbed, but she had several incidents when she was younger. And somehow, nobody saw fit to clean them up until August of this year. Just let that sit for a second. Because remember, if it's all about allegations being made, allegations being believed, then isn't this is an allegation that she went in. Why would you clean this up in August? Why all of a sudden would you do this? Before you drop this bombshell information on Kavanaugh, on this issue. I wonder what those things that she had covered up were all about. I mean, I'm not even going to guess, because then you'll say I'm trying to get my listeners to go a certain way. So I'm not even going to guess. But when you look at this, you really have to give this some thought. Why do people go down this road? I always joke about this. This is why Democrats hate the Internet. Because you can always find something. Hey, I'm Joe Biden, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Go to the phones after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House is awaiting the results of an FBI probe into sexual assault allegations lodged against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. As he headed for a speech in Philadelphia, the president said things appear to be going well for Brett Kavanaugh. But added it will all depend on what comes out of the supplemental investigation that's being conducted by the FBI. He indicated it would be unacceptable if Kavanaugh is found to have lied to Congress.
I don't think you should lie to Congress, and there have been a lot of people over the last year that have lied to Congress, and to me that would not be acceptable.
Later, during a campaign rally, he mocked the woman accusing Kavanaugh.
I had one beer. Well, do you think it was... Nope, it was one beer. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Oh, what an appropriate song for what's happening in Washington today, huh? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Yep, still pertains to what's going on today. Seriously, who would have thunk? And these are all the labels the left gives us. There's no reason for them. There's no reason for you to be afraid of them. And stop running away from these people. I know a lot of you don't, but stop running away from these people. You don't have to fist fight them or anything like that. But do not let them back you into a corner. Do not let them get you to back down because you're uncomfortable with what they're saying. Don't do it. Especially my patriot friends. You all say the same thing. Right? If you're true patriots, if you really, 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 truly want to fight, remember what the original patriots gave up. Remember what they were willing to do to save, they weren't saving the country, they were creating the country for all intents and purposes. Let's go to Andy in New Mexico. Andy, thank you so much for calling the show. Appreciate it.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Very good, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just a really quick comment. You've got all these celebrities and other people, senators, claiming that, you know, Kavanaugh's a white guy and... You know, he's elitist, he can do whatever he wants, and all that horrible stuff, and that's proof that he did this. Imagine, just imagine, if anybody said, well, you know, Keith Ellison, he is a Muslim, and we know how they treat women, so, yeah, he probably beat her. Imagine how that would go over today.
Oh, like a lead balloon. Just like a lead balloon, seriously, right?
Exactly.
And then they would pick you up for hate speech, and then, you know, I mean, there would be so many things that they would do to you for simply suggesting that that was the case. But don't you find it interesting that here you have Kavanaugh. Now, he was accused of more than with one woman. Two women have accused him of this. He's been known to have a short temper. The people that investigated him are Democrat donors. I mean, and he's been the people did the investigation said, well, since there's no proof, we really can't do anything about it. Isn't that just rich?
It certainly is. I mean, hey, look how the House handled, you know, people like Charlie Rangel, the House Ethics Committee.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just censure him. So that's what Keith Ellison does. He's like, well, the House Ethics Committee, they can investigate me. Well, of course they can, bro, because, you know, they're not going to find anything. They're not going to do anything. And you want to be the chief law enforcement officer of the state you know, that, you know, what, Minnesota, or Wisconsin, whatever.
Yeah.
How is that right?
Just amazing.
I've not heard anybody say this. I'm afraid to say it because if I do, the Democrats will probably listen to your show and they'll squeeze on it. But you ever notice how all they talk about is do not confirm Kavanaugh because of these accusations? But never once has any Democrat or anybody ever said, well, you know what? We might want to consider taking him off the D.C. circuit if these are true. That's never an issue.
No.
Well, if he doesn't get nominated, what's he going to do? He's going to go back to his old job.
Yeah. Pelosi did say today, just today, she said, look, if these charges turn out to be true, we need to investigate his current position. Well, you know what? It's amazing. A, it's taking this long to figure that out. Number two is, what about the ones that have accused him, falsely accused him of this? What if there's absolutely no proof? Then what happens to them? Do they go about their happy little lives? Because his life is ruined now for life. He's lost his class, right? It's done. He's lost his class at Harvard. Who else is going to bring him on? I'm going to talk about in a minute how they want to bring him. They want him off. They want him off the fields where he's teaching kids how to play ball. I mean, are we serious? Is this really what we're going to come to with a man who hasn't been convicted of anything?
Yeah, and the last comment is, you know, they're trying now that, oh, well, he lied about his drinking and he may be a heavy drinker. This is coming from the party of Ted Kennedy. The party of Ted Kennedy.
I got it.
The party of Chip O'Neill. What is a heavy drinker? Someone who drives off a bridge and kills his day? Or somebody who, you know, may have had a lot of drinks during the filming of Animal House.
Yeah.
Or Van Wilder.
I'm sitting here thinking to myself.
What is heavy drinking?
I know. I'm with you. I know. I'm sitting here thinking to myself. You know, now they're starting to find pictures of Christine Ford and her drinking and all this. None of that stuff will be brought up. There's so many questions here that will, you know as well as I do, won't get answered. And when he gets confirmed, this will go away until they perceive they have more power. And then they may or may not do anything with it. I don't know. Hey, Andy, thanks for the call. I really appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. You know, and he's so right. There's no equality. I've been saying it to you forever. The Democrats do not want equality. Let's get that straight. When they say, well, we just want a fair playing ground for everybody, we want equality. No, they don't. No, they don't. They want control. You think their way, you do it their way or else. And again, like I said, just take these things at the raw level. And what they're coming back with now is two things. I love this. Actually, many things. But these two things in particular. This is not a court case. So the burden of proof is not on the accuser. Oh, give me a break. Because in the same style that they're saying that, they're also saying he doesn't have demeanor to be on the court. Well, the last 12 years he's been on the D.C. court, he's never had an outburst like this. So this one thing, this is all they're going to hang their hat on? You're attacking this guy. You're ripping up his family. You're making him look like a monster in front of his two girls and his wife, and his mom's in the back of the room crying most of the time. And he's not supposed to get irritated. This isn't one defendant against a plaintiff. Their words, not mine. This is a total and ultimate character assassination of a man. There's nothing worse than a man can be accused of. Come on, I want you to think about this. I mean, other than abusing his own child. There's nothing worse a man can be accused of. And I said it before, I'm going to say it again. Brett Kavanaugh is the left's worst nightmare. A real Boy Scout. A guy that stands for the flag. The guy, when he pledges allegiance to the flag, really pledges allegiance to this country. Pledges allegiance to the Constitution. He is a great father. A great husband. Right, a male role model in those positions. He's a great community leader, a male role model who believes in traditional values. Right, I mean, they get mad when I say that. I see it. They get mad when I say tradition. What's tradition? Well, traditional values: man, woman, and kids. I mean, traditional values. People that go to church or synagogue or whatever on Sunday. And I'm not beating up on the atheist. You decide you don't believe in God. That's between you and whatever. But when you thought of traditional America, when you thought of how America was, and here, I'll get some of these too. I'm not talking about white folk, because I don't care what color you are. I'm talking about the family unit, the traditional terms of a family unit. male, female, children. When you talk about the traditional American family, right? You got male, female, the kids go to church or synagogue or whatever. You know, we've kind of, it's changed over the years. We've got a little bit of soccer going on. You know, kids are being taken all over the place to be in soccer and sports and all of that. We talked earlier about the family unit breaking up. I know I'm all over the place. I'm sorry. But we talked a little bit earlier about the family unit being broken up. When you think about that, it's not the family unit being broken up. We have chipped away at the family unit for so long. And whether you believe in traditional family units or not, we don't have dinner together at the table anymore, which is one thing I always insisted on in our house. You don't spend Sundays together anymore. There's no one-day downtime that the family gets to hang out together. Because even on Sundays, you're doing something. Mom and Dad deserve to go out and party because they've worked all week. My favorite joke always was, those kids didn't ask for you. You brought them into this world. They're your responsibility. You need to take care of them and not throw them aside. I know that's kind of, people get mad at me when they call it, you know, show you parent shaming. Well, I am, if that's why you're taking it. If you don't put the time in for your kids, I don't get it. Why did you have them? There are tens of thousands of families across the country, hundreds of thousands probably, that would love to adopt children. Give them yours if you don't have time for them. You know, being on the school board and listening and watching and seeing what's going on, the biggest problem that I see most of the time is lack of parental involvement. Notice I don't say lack of caring. Lack of involvement. The parents that are never home. Never really work through the problems with the kids. Don't answer the phone from the schools. Don't work, spot check the kid's homework. And then are outraged when a kid gets D's on a report card, straight D's, can't figure out why or how. So again, back to that traditional family thing. Spend some time with your kids. I know some of you are working, some families working two jobs, three jobs to make ends meet. I get that. Then leave Sunday for that day. Leave Saturday for that. I don't pick a day. And leave that for your day. All right. Kavanaugh again. When we come back from the break, I promise this time. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be?
Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tell them about the Twinkie. What about the Twinkie?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with. Hey, if you're in New Jersey, you really should encourage your friends to vote against Menendez. Really, I mean, it's such a small lead now that he has. And the guy is just really, I mean, I don't, if the Democrats are as righteous as they say that they are, if Democrat leadership is as righteous and clean and angelic as they say they are, they should be so against this guy, Menendez. It isn't funny. Anyway, back to the show. Not my own little personal TV opinion. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Pull down the application, right? We have an app on, Facebook? No, it's not a Facebook. It's
Android and Apple.
There you go. Android and Apple. We have apps up there that allow you to watch the show live, listen to the show live, call the show from your... Now, I know you can call the show from your phone, but can you imagine just pressing a button? Gets you right into the show. The app also has the ability to send me an email. I mean, you can do so much with the app. You don't have to go anywhere else. You can just hang out in the app. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Here's something that will really freak you out. Right? What do you think? The three witnesses named by Ford, not just named by Ford, though, and questioned by the FBI, they deny knowledge of the party. What are these guys going to do when the FBI turns around and says, look, we'd love to have something to investigate, but nobody knows anything about these parties she's talking about? Then they're going to come back and say, that's why you need more time. Because I'm sure you'll find people that will remember that party eventually. Well, for enough money, I'm sure we can find a lot of people that remember that party. Yeah, by drift. According to a report from the Washington Post on Monday, at least four people have been questioned by the FBI thus far. Now, here's the thing. The Senate, this shows you how numb the Senate is. I'm trying to be nice about this. They don't know how is the FBI, or how are they going to get through 20 to 25 witnesses within a week? Well, let me tell you how they do this. They've got 10 to 12,000 agents on the street across the country. Now, I don't know about you guys. I don't have that many fingers or toes, so I can't break it all up. But I would imagine the majority of them would drive over to the local neighborhood. I'm sure there's an FBI agent close by within an hour's drive. And if they need to get this done in a week, believe me, they'll get it done in a week. Think about something. They interviewed Mrs. Billy Bob Clinton on a Saturday morning, and by 3 hours they spent there. Think of the information. No, they couldn't gather any information. They weren't allowed to take notes. They weren't allowed to use their phones. They weren't allowed to talk about it. So 3 hours they were having tea and crumpets. Tuesday morning, Comey comes out and he nails her and exonerates her at the same time. Nobody's going to take this case, huh? And we bought that. Nobody's going to take this case. We don't seem to be able to buy that in this case, where a seasoned sexual assault prosecutor comes out and says, not only would nobody take this case to prosecute it, but you couldn't get a search warrant for this case. But we can't believe her either, because she was hired by the Republicans. You see where this is going? They want to drag this out till after the elections. According to a report from the Washington Post on Monday, at least four people have been questioned by the FBI thus far as part of the probe on the sexual misconduct accusations. Three of those four individuals interviewed are the witnesses that Dr. Ford herself had named as being present at the gathering. Is that what they're calling it now, a gathering? I thought it was a party. But I thought it was really funny. Remember when she was asked a question, so what were they doing downstairs? Having a conversation. So you heard the conversation? No, I heard voices, so I figured they were conversing. She's not sure of anything. She's not even sure if they were talking to each other. How do you like that? Let's talk about the gathering where the assault in question supposedly happened. Now, again, these are court documents. Not court documents. These are official records. So don't get on my case for the way I'm putting this out there. See, remember, it's alleged assault. It's not convicted. Leland Kaiser, Mark Judge, Patrick Smith, every one of them, however, has denied being at that gathering. So what the Dems are saying now is, no, they didn't say it didn't happen. They just said they weren't there. Yeah, but didn't we just hear at I don't even want to call it a hearing. Inquisition? Didn't we just hear at that Inquisition that if you lie about one thing, your whole testimony's flawed? Didn't we hear that over and over again when they were trying to nail Kavanaugh? Well, if she's lied, she's going to say she misremembered, but if she's lied about one thing, does that mean everything goes away? As reported by the Post, an attorney for Smith, Eric B. Bruce, said that his client cooperated with the FBI, and he's probably previously stated he doesn't recall any of these parties or gatherings. Smith truthfully answered every question the FBI asked him, and consistent with the information he Now, there's a novel idea, right? Think about something. Here's a novel fact for you. Unlike the accuser, these witnesses, their testimonies haven't changed. Their recollection of the account hasn't changed at all, but hers has. Come on, just be honest about it. Hers has changed. And he's answered every question, and it's consistent with the information that he gave the first time, or that he gave to the Senate Judiciary Committee. He indicated that he had no knowledge of a small party or gathering described by Dr. Ford, nor does he have any knowledge of allegations of improper conduct that she has leveled against Brett Kavanaugh. Now, Kaiser, a close friend of Ford's, who was reportedly questioned by the FBI previously, denied being at the gathering also. So these close friends, these good buddies, these ones that should stick up for her, they're all saying the same thing. You know what it is? I know what it is. They've been threatened. It has to be, right? Trump probably threatened to move in next door to him after he's president. I don't know. Some kind of threatening that would just scare them to no end. Simply put, Mrs. Kaiser does not know Mr. Kavanaugh. She has no recollection of ever being at a party or gathering where he was present, with or without Dr. Ford. And Howard Walsh, a man who said he's been engaged in the limited capacity of corresponding with the committee on behalf of Kaiser, reaffirmed all this information. One of the reports reads, Ms. Kaiser asked that I communicate to the committee her willingness to cooperate fully with the FBI supplemental investigation of Dr. Christina Ford. However, as my client has already made very clear, already in the initial investigation, already made clear that the Democrats are wasting even more money because they need to go back and make something clear that's already been made clear. She does not know Judge Kavanaugh and has no recollection of ever being at a party or gathering where he was present, with or without Dr. Ford. Notably, Ms. Kaiser does not refute Dr. Ford's account. She's already told the press that she believes Dr. Ford's account. However, the simple and unchangeable truth is that she's unable to corroborate anything because she wasn't there. She has no recollection. She has no idea what Ford is talking about. Yet she still believes her. I mean, do you understand the lunacy behind this? She can't prove anything. She can't name the proper witnesses. She can't find anybody who can corroborate even the fact that when she went home that night, she was all kind of, something was wrong with her. Now, mind you, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I've never said that something didn't happen to her. Something probably did happen to her. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I bet my lunch money it wasn't Kavanaugh. And forget that I know or like the guy or don't know or don't like, forget any of that. Let's just strictly go on evidence. You have a seasoned career prosecutor who said, this doesn't fly, it doesn't add up, it doesn't line up, that's it, we're done. Under penalty of felony, Judge rebutted accusations made by Ford in a signed letter released on Thursday. Said, I do not recall the events described by Dr. Ford in her testimony before the U.S. Senate. I never saw Brett act in any manner that Dr. Ford describes. As I stated with my attorney, Barbara Van Gelder, on September 18th, I did not ask to be involved in this matter, nor did anyone ask me to be involved. We have told the committee that I do not want to comment about these events publicly. As a recovering alcoholic and a cancer survivor, I struggle with depression and anxiety and other things, and I do not want to be part of a public speaking engagement. Right? I mean, I could go on with this all night long. There is no proof, no connection of the accusation, and the witnesses that have been called out say they don't recall any of this. They don't remember any of this. For them, this never happened. So at what point, or do we just always believe the accuser? Is it just the accuser, or is it no matter what? I have two sons and two daughters. So I see both sides of the issue here. I want my daughters to be believed. I want you guys to give some serious thought to something. How many of you are actually going to go on a limb and actually say that your daughter never lied to you? Don't write in or anything. Your daughter never lied to you. Tell me that's true. I was talking to two young men who said, well, you know, Kavanaugh was a party guy. No guy ever doesn't drink in school. Well, I don't want to embarrass him, but my brother was one of those goody two-shoes. One of those ones, my youngest brother. One of the ones that you loved to make fun of. You know, a little Poindexter kind of thing. I won't give you his name because he'll get mad. I got one brother who was like me. Was an animal in high school. Right? I mean, we were the ones always doing dumb things. It was just part of our DNA. The other guy wouldn't touch alcohol. Wasn't interested. Was truly a Boy Scout. Call me a liar if you want to, but it's true. And young men do live those kind of lifestyles. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Smorgasbord of crazy stories in the next hour. Don't go far.